There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow
the
money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome in. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. In an hour from right now, former linebacker in the league, Rocky Boyman, will join the program. He does a radio show in Cincinnati. We'll get the lowdown and the latest dirt on the Bengals and the Bills. Could Jonah Williams actually play with a dislocated kneecap this weekend against the Bills? And Adam Chernoff in 90 minutes, friend of the show, NFL bettor and handicapper, with an early look at the divisional round. We do have, this is listed up on the vsin.com. site that you can check out. When you click on NFL and go toggle through the menu, you can find teaser records throughout the entire regular season, Pauly, for every team in the league. And this is, again, we need to point this out. You're not going to tease every team every weekend, right? There are specific numbers that you look for when it comes to teasing. The old Wong teasers is a typical two-team, six-point teaser where you want to key down past the key numbers of set, tease down, past the key numbers of 7 and 3, or tease up past 3 and 7. Like my Twitter timeline right now is saying, how do you not want to add the Giants plus 14 on a teaser? That's not the way you do it. I'm not going to. But if you teased every team blindly this year in the NFL, the records that we have for playoff teams, the Jags are the best team in the league at 15 and 3. Again, you're not going to rush out to tease them up to, you know, 14. Some people might. It's not what you're supposed to do. Long run, it won't do you any good. But, you know, catching 14.5 this week on a two-team teaser for Jacksonville. They're 15-3 covering teasers on the year. The Eagles and Bengals are 14-3 covering teasers on the season. Giants are 14-4. Same with the 49ers. The Chiefs are 12-4-1. And they're also 13-4 when you bet against KC on teasers. Bills 12-4-1, and the Cowboys after last night are 13-5. I had this written down just based on the results if Tampa Bay won the game last night. Going into the game, the Buccaneers were 9-8 on 6-point teasers, third worst team in the entire league. You were 15-2 betting against Tampa on teasers this year.
Oh, God.
That just tells you again how awful that team was this season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So again, it's a very popular. Why are you concerned about it? Just because it's so obvious, and because again, you're going to be sweating out the Chiefs to make it to the Super
Bowl.
Very
obvious, yes, yeah, and it's a monster weekend for me with these two big future tickets, courtesy of the blackjack tournament. So from a too obvious standpoint, and also are we going to see the one seeds get through there as well, and then the Buffalo scenario, which I haven't been. We've just talked about. I've not been impressed with Allen. And the Bills going back, and Cincinnati's been very good to me. Now, I had a winner with the Bengals. Many people didn't, but to bet it early on Monday and get 6.5. Joe Burrow was on a 20-2 ATS run against teams not named Cleveland. So going back, the sick run he's had ATS that goes back to the playoffs last year, and then the two hiccups to start this season. Mm-hmm. And what it's a four, if you count 6.5 a winner. If you happen to bet early, it's like a 14-1 ATS run that the Bengals are on.
Yeah,
what they're done now. And I know the offensive line and the issues with the running game, but I'm telling that's a lot of points to me on Sunday.
It is.
With how do you manage the emotions and everything going on in Buffalo too? Because I think Buffalo's got a good chance against Kansas City. Absolutely, it's a good matchup.
Buffalo has of course they can win that game.
They've had no problems going into Kansas City,
right?
And now you get the neutral and the fast track in Atlanta. But first things first.
Yeah, they got to get by this team.
Sure, absolutely. They're a dangerous team. And you're right. It's a week-to-week league. Both teams look pathetic at times on Sunday.
I thought the better team in the Sunday night game lost.
No doubt.
I'm saying on the field, that one game, that sporting event, the Ravens were the better football team.
For three quarters, dominated.
Yeah, but that's what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, again, their win probability, we had that yesterday. The guy who's in charge of NFL betting over at Caesars tweeted it out. Like right before that play, Ravens were -150 in that neighborhood to win the game. After the play, the Bengals were -$8. That's how it completely flipped.
Yep.
Bengals are not winning that game if that doesn't happen.
Yep. I just want to put my feet up and relax and have a Buffalo Kansas City AFC title game. But that's easier said than done.
Explain that now to people. Because
I have the Chiefs for 7,500 at the 410. And then I'm partners with the guy on the Bills ticket, which is 45,000. And that was the fourth pick in the blackjack tournament at 10,000.
$10,000 bet.
At plus 350. So, come on, let's go. Let's turn this franchise around. Let's go. Give me a Kansas City Buffalo AFC title game.
You know, again, I not to beat a dead horse here, but you two got extremely fortunate.
With the draw?
With the Bills game, not on a neutral.
Oh, this one.
This one.
Oh,
this
absolutely.
Week, the
no
fact
doubt.
That they get
the whole thing. This absolutely benefited with what happened with Hamlin and how the NFL handled it. Buffalo benefited big time, and Cincinnati was penalized big time.
I would totally agree with that.
And
I can't
that's
believe
more for Rocky about is that still the chip on the shoulder and you know use this as fuel.
I honestly cannot believe it's not a bigger storyline. This point should have been driven home everywhere for the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
Like, are you serious?
It makes no sense.
How is this logical?
Yeah.
To come to this conclusion and not play it on a neutral? Did they even? I don't even think the league considered it.
You couldn't assume Buffalo was winning that game.
Of course not.
I mean, the Kansas City got lucky with the one seed, but this is the 2-3 is enormous here. This is the game.
Oh.
That should be on a neutral, and I mean it's fairly obvious. And I said it weeks ago when it happened. I go, this should be the neutral game.
100%. Yep. So who screws up the money line parlay then expand it here? The Chiefs. Ballpark figures here. Chiefs are about -450 to win the game against Jacksonville.
The buy is so enormous. I mean, it's just to get that extra week of rest and you're at home and Jacksonville's off the tear down the goalpost, how the hell did we win that game? So I know you want to maybe not completely dismiss it, but it was easy the first time around. But then again, how do you go against Mahomes in this spot?
Mahomes
has never lost in the divisional round either. So, and this kid puts up video game numbers. And the MVP of the league.
Jacksonville, great story.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You have to be concerned about Lawrence. You have to be.
Why?
He did not play well against Tennessee, and that was one of the worst halves. Now, I give him credit for bouncing back.
Yeah,
but
he played great in the second half.
I mean, he had four interceptions and a half.
Yeah, well,
I mean, he's not even supposed to be in that game.
I'm more concerned that they have to slow down Patrick Mahomes than anything else.
Well, he could also turn the ball over. Does Kansas City take it away? And I'm looking at you, big boy, Mr. Jones. Deliver. Put heat on him. I love what they did from a rushing the passer standpoint in the Raider game. And Andy Reid said after that game, finally we put it all together.
They did.
I've been waiting on that. And he's right. They were great in that Raider game.
That was pretty much a complete game. And
yes.
Again, the Raiders wanted to play like spoiler in that game. They wanted to make it difficult for the Chiefs to get the number one overall seed. And Stidham was coming off of that performance against the 49ers. And people were excited for the organization to close the year on a high note. And they couldn't do anything on offense. I was at the game. I mean, they could not. They couldn't run. Yeah. They could not protect Stidham, and nobody was getting open. I mean, it was pretty much the perfect defensive performance by KC. They allowed a couple of long drives, but they did only result in 3 combined points for the Raiders in that game.
Yeah.
Eagles minus 350 around that number against the Giants. Giants again, good story. Dable's awesome.
It is a good story. How good are they? They beat again. We've said it many times. Sunday was the Fugazi Bowl. It was fraud against fraud. So they looked great. Barkley ran angry. Danny Dimes was awesome. But week 14 was a massacre. And the Eagles did whatever they wanted through the air and on the ground. So I think it's too much of an overreaction. Now, I know Sirianni did say Hurts was playing with a lot of pain in the week 18 game. But you throw it out from a Giants standpoint. You sat everybody, rather. But I just think it's too much an overreaction how the Eagles closed the season. I mean, they are the one seed, and they were the best team in the NFC for the whole year.
This is big boy football now. It's not the Minnesota Vikings.
Absolutely. Totally agree.
There is a major step up in competition here.
Right. You're not moving the ball like that against Philly.
No, it's not going to come that
easy. Vikings defense is pathetic.
Yeah. Bills around 225 or 230 on a money line. I would not get too cute with money line parlays this weekend at all. I would not put the Bills on money line parlays. They can lose this game.
Absolutely. No doubt about it.
And then the 49ers now, after learning that they're going to take on the Cowboys this week, they're about $1.90 or $2 on the money line.
I think I'm most confident in this one. With the short week, with travel, you finally exercise the demons, you finally win a road playoff game, and you're going against the hottest team in the league, 11 wins in a row. And this great offense, and as you said, it's Shanahan against McCarthy.
Yeah, that's a big factor for me, too. It really is.
That's
we're talking about an elite coach, maybe coach of the year, one of the best in the entire league, against a guy who, I mean, you talked about it yesterday. If they lost a game by 14, was he going to get fired? Would Jones move on? If Sean Payton's available, would they actually make a run at him?
Mm-hmm.
McCarthy's not a great... they've won a lot of games now.
I thought Kellen Moore was great last night.
He was. The play calling... By the way, the difference again in Pollard to Zeke.
Hello.
I mean, it was just...
Good call.
One guy looks like a superstar. The other guy looks like he needs to retire.
Yes.
That's my biggest problem with the offense overall.
Yep. Well, you see the weapons, though. You didn't even hear much from Lamb.
No.
But Lamb, Schultz, the other tight end they had... Gallup, I mean, he has weapons. Hilton had a couple catches. It's nice to pick him up.
Yeah.
You'd throw him in there and had the big 3rd and 30 catch against Philly.
Parsons got dinged up before halftime, and there's another one. We had Michael Gelkin on, who covers that team, and he even tweeted about it last night. This is 3rd quarter. The injury, this is him now tweeting, this injury looks significant for the Cowboys and safety Jaron Kearse. Unable to place any weight on his left knee. Huge loss for the defense, a leader to the unit. Like, if that's significant and that guy can't play, he had the INT in the end zone off Brady last night. I'm more confident in the Niners winning that game than I am in the Bills beating the Bengals, I'll tell you that.
Ooh, yeah. Got to be concerned. You have to be. I mean, the turnovers every week, it doesn't stop for Josh Allen.
All right, let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We'll look back a little bit at what happened yesterday in the NBA. Big card always on MLK Day. And if you thought the trade was bad, wait till you hear this. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data. Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? It's updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes. Find out where the public's betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. You can also check out future events as well. We're here to make you smarter, better year-round. VSiN.com.
Some reaction to what took place last night in the association. The Lakers defeated the Rockets 140-132 in regulation. LeBron had 48, 8, and 9.
What an in-play dream with the over. That was like 26-23, 5 minutes into the game. It was crazy.
They had 73 at halftime.
Yes.
The Lakers
did. So then you're thinking, oh, okay, well, second half over too, right? Well, no problem. I mean, that was 37-29 in the third quarter and 38-34 in the fourth quarter. My God, 140-132.
Yeah. Oh. So how much does this hurt, by the way, if you're a T-Wolves fan? They played at home last night to Utah, and the Wolves were laying about 4.5 points in the game. They were outscored by 9 points in the fourth quarter. They lost outright 126-125.
Bad job. And let me tell you something. We could live till we're 90. This is going to be the worst trade in NBA history. No hyperbole. It is.
No. Because Paul George and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
You gave up. Well, we'll see. Perhaps the Clippers could win a title. But you knew when you made the trade, after you gave up 5 first-round picks in this guy, Kessler, so it's actually 6, you still knew you weren't a championship team. Then don't make the trade. The Timberwolves even came out and said that. It's asinine.
Yeah, here's the entire deal again to refresh your memory. The Wolves got Rudy Gobert. That's it. That's the list. The Jazz got Malik Beasley, Patrick Beverley, Walker Kessler, Jared Vanderbilt, a 2023 first-round pick, 2025 first-round pick, 2026 pick swap, and a 2027 and a 2029 first-round pick. That's what they gave up for Rudy Gobert.
Kessler. And look at Kessler.
And now look at this.
Yep.
Look, this is unbelievable, and a great tweet from StatMuse.
As of now, it's the worst trade in NBA history, and I think I stand by it. It could be that way till 40, 50 years.
Not even going to give you resistance to that. Okay. Rudy Gobert and Walker Kessler in the new year. Gobert is averaging 12 points per game, 9.9 rebounds, and 1.1 blocks. Kessler, who was part of the deal, averaging 10.3 points, 10.3 rebounds, and oh, by the way, 2.6 blocks per game. He's now third in blocks on the season. I mean, this is... You might have to say, forget about Herschel Walker for a second.
Sure.
Forget about Russell Wilson, maybe.
Yeah, same city. Jesus, bad beat Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
And this is not, Anthony Edwards didn't like it. It's hurt his game. Apparently, they don't like Gobert. It's over for him in terms of falling off defensively. And he can't really give you much offensively. But when you make a trade like this, you better be the team to beat. And a top contender, and that's not the case. And they said that.
What was your reaction the day that it happened?
I couldn't believe it. It's absurd.
We were completely blown away.
And it ruined, and because of that deal, it's the reason Durant stayed in Brooklyn. I mean, how do you say, give me fair value for Durant, one of the greatest players of all time, when this guy goes for five number ones? Mm-hmm. And you can't even drop a play for him. And I can't give him the ball in crunch time. I mean, not for nothing. As I said yesterday, it's the same thing with Murray. Now, Murray's a nice player, but what did he go for? Three or four number ones, whatever?
You know,
Atlanta's 500.
The effect that had on the rest of the league is almost similar to what happened when the Browns gave Deshaun Watson all that guaranteed money.
Uh-huh.
And now every quarterback in the league's like, well, I can't get the same thing.
Look at that graphic. Look at this if you're watching the show, VSiN.com.
He's one piece of the deal.
God.
Stupid. Oh, boy, is
just new ownership and, hey, we got this brand new toy and let's show off. I mean, you were trendy. It was beautiful. I mean, you had Memphis beat in the first round.
Yeah.
And you make a trade like that, and forget about the picks are bad, but it's also those role players were good.
They were really good.
And you missed those guys.
I know that they were maybe the deepest team in the league last year, but you gutted half your team.
Danny Ainge, great job.
Yeah. All right, here we go. It's time now for Top 5 Tuesday.
Woo! 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's a top.
If you ain't first, you're last.
5.
That's not enough.
Tuesday.
I've been ready for this my whole life.
Top 5 Tuesday.
Dollar bills, y'all.
And follow the money.
Please participate. We want to hear from you. FTM at VSiN.com or tweet at us as well. In light of what happened with the Chargers, and the Chargers' loss was so painful, we ask you, losses that still bother you and still haunt you to this day. Number 5. 2002, Western Conference Finals, Game 6, Lakers beat the Kings. The fouls and free throw disparity in the fourth quarter. Kobe Bryant broke Mike Bibby's nose, and they called the foul on Bibby.
On Bibby.
It was it. The Kings dominated that series and lost. And they were going to win it, and they're going to win that. And it was a parade of the free throw line in the fourth quarter for the Lakers. I couldn't believe it. And also hanging out at the Palms. At the time, the casino owned by the Maloofs, who owned the Kings, and we just expected the celebration, which never came.
Yep. That whole series is actually on my list, which we'll get to here in a little bit.
Okay.
Still to this day, unfortunate what happened, but that's the best series I've ever seen in my life in any sport.
Wow. It was crazy.
It was
the
unbelievable.
Leads. The Ori shot coming all the way back. They're going to be down 3-1. The Bartman game. Absolutely. I was a Cubs fan for much of my life. I watched every Cubs game on WGN, and it was over. I jinxed it. I looked to my girlfriend at the time and said, can you believe this? The Cubs are going to the World Series. And then the buffoon Bartman happened, and Alou screaming. They're 5 outs away from going to the World Series. Pryor's throwing a gem.
Yep.
Then all hell breaks loose, and they blow it. It's over. But, you know, it worked out just like Buckner. I didn't have Buckner on the list. Because it worked out.
They eventually won.
They eventually won. But, I mean, this ruined my birthday. 2012 AFC divisional round. Joe Flacco, Peyton Manning, the high-octane, great Denver Bronco offense at home. They lose in double overtime to Flacco. Raheem Moore, why are you trying to intercept the ball? Jones gets behind him with 40 seconds, 75-yard touchdown. The Broncos and Peyton Manning blow it. And the Ravens win the Super Bowl that year. Can't believe it.
No, we wanted...
We had a whole prize. It was right after Megabucks. We had a beautiful... Everything was catered. We're watching... That was the same night Kaepernick ran wild on the Packers.
Yeah.
But to start it off, Peyton Manning and the Broncos blow it. And then Patriots and Tom Brady, 2007. I loved Randy Moss. I wanted the undefeated season. I can't stand the 72 Dolphins. Shut up. Who cares? You beat two teams with a winning record that year. I wanted the Patriots to do it and finish, and they couldn't close. And the Tyree catch and in the grasp, they don't call it on Eli. Asante Samuel drops the interception. I wanted history. I can't believe the Patriots lost to the Giants. And it was that score, too. And then, growing up in Minnesota, again, Randy Moss fan, I love this team. The 15-1 Minnesota Vikings. I get out of the elevator Saturday morning. I look over, no joke. The guy had a 1998 NFC champion Atlanta Falcons shirt on. I couldn't believe it.
You mean this weekend?
The guy this weekend, that Saturday. 1998 NFC title game. Vikings double-digit favorites. They lose at home to the Atlanta Falcons, highest scoring team in NFL history at that point. Gary Anderson hadn't missed a kick all season.
Yep.
The crowd is chanting, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. He misses the field goal. Chris Chandler takes him down the field. They score. They win in overtime.
That would have been 15-1 Vikings against what, 14-2 Broncos. And we've talked to, well, former Bronco player Alfred Williams came on a show that we were doing out here locally many, many years ago. He told Mike Pritchard and me that the Broncos knew they won the Super Bowl when they watched the Falcons beat the Vikings in the NFC title game.
Oh, God, that team was so good.
The offense,
it was unstoppable. Robert Smith, Chris Carter, Randy Moss, Cunningham, great offensive line.
I'm screaming in April of 1998 when Randy Moss dropped to number 21 in the draft. How old was I? 22 years old?
Yeah.
I'm like, are you guys out of your mind? How Kevin Dyson went, I think, 16th overall to the Titans?
Yeah. I took a little bit with that, so I'll get to yours coming up, but I wanted to expand on this because I went too long. But also, this set up one of the best betting moments in history, which you pounded. In light of the Bartman game, coming back and betting against the Cubs in Game 7.
That was one of my bigger bets in my life at the time.
They weren't winning that game. Now, Wood home run, but Kerry Wood had nothing in that game.
Well, he hits the home run, then he comes out like when he's warming up for the next inning.
He's so jacked up.
He's throwing it 8 feet over the catcher's head.
Yeah.
And that was, I think the Marlins were like plus 190 to win the game. It was an auto bet for me. It was something like that. It was a crazy big number.
I couldn't believe it. That whole inning. He's cruising. Mark Pryor's cruising. It's 3-0. One out, nobody on.
Oh, I loved Mark Pryor.
He was good.
Oh, I love that guy. He was absolute nails. Young, too.
I know.
Just came in and crushed the league. All right, we'll get your reaction. Yeah. Losses that still haunt you, and I'll give you my top five as well. Want your feedback. FTM@vsin.com is the email. FTM@vsin.com. Also on Twitter, @vsinlive, @MitchMossRadio. @PaulieHoward. That's a really good list, too. You're right, because that Broncos loss to the Ravens.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to get Manning and Brady.
Flacco. Yep.
To go to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
That year.
Flacco doesn't get the contract extension.
That's right. No. They were going to move on from him. We'll continue with this. I'll give you my list as well. Surprisingly, no football. Not a single NFL game on my list. I might surprise you with some of mine coming up here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. On to the next round and great house specials and a great menu with all the props at Bet Rivers. Celebrate this weekend with a divisional round parlay insurance. Then extend the fun through the rest of the playoffs with playoffs first touchdown insurance. Log on to BetRivers.com or download the app today to get in on the action. It's a whole new game. In light of what happened Saturday night with the epic Chargers meltdown, it was so painful. We ask you, losses that still bother you and games that still haunt you. Participate, FTM@vsin.com, and tweet at us as well. Can't wait for Mitch's list. A couple guys here was at the game. 2015 Bengals lost to the Steelers in the playoffs. They were celebrating in the stands as Hill fumbles. Ben takes them down the field, and they win the game. I lived in Indy at the time, and then 10 inches of snow fell. 2-hour drive took a 6-hour drive. There's a bunch, but I guess some of these will be on your list coming up. I got to get your list first.
The Masson crowd chiming in as well. This is from Chris, Orioles fan, 1996, Jeffrey Mayer.
Oh, ridiculous.
Of course.
Who was that, Tarasco? Who was the outfielder? What was his name?
Yeah, Tony Tarasco,
Who was the ump? Richie Phillips, was that him?
Rich Garcia?
Garcia, that's it. One of the worst calls you're ever going to see.
Yep.
He catches the ball.
That is now coming up on 30 years ago. As an Orioles fan, you could live until you're 150. You're never going to get over that.
That is brutal. Absolutely. Horrendous call.
Yeah. This is a great tweet. Most painful for
DG2. Yeah.
Lost the Spurs Heat 2013 Game 6. Ray Allen 3. Spurs had the series 1. Duncan was on the bench. Bosch rebound. Over. They had the trophy on the court. Game's over with.
Yep. Missed free throws and couldn't get the rebound.
Yep. That should have been over in 6. Here's my list.
Okay,
and I lied. I do have a football game on the list. It's the 2014 NFC Championship game. Seahawks 28, Packers 22. As a person who grew up in the state of Wisconsin, I'm not a cheesehead, but I've rooted for this team for a long time. They blew this game, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 times.
Mike McCarthy kept kicking field goals fourth and one.
Absolutely and disgusting.
He kicked a field goal from the 1 yard line.
Yeah. Yeah. Over and over and over again. And they turned the Seahawks over all day long.
Yep.
The game was over with. Seahawks were dead and buried.
Oh, absolutely. I thought this would, you would have 15 and one Packers that lost to the Giants.
Yeah, that one stung, but that was also, they had to go through a lot. This team here, the 2014 team, was going to go to the Super Bowl. That was in Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
I hated the Seahawks team. That we were going to get Rodgers and Brady in the Super Bowl that year. Week one that year, the Seahawks played the Packers. Seahawks killed them. Nobody gave Green Bay a chance in this game. And it's 16-0 at halftime.
Very good.
So,
look at this.
Yeah, it's look, I know we're on the Lakers home in L.A. on TV here at Spectrum. But as a human being, Donaghy was involved. And the Kings have never been the same. So, and they, until this year. Now, suddenly, they're the four seed this year. But those Kings teams in the early 2000s, I loved watching them play. And I felt they got robbed in the 2002 Western Conference Finals.
It's funny. While the pandemic was going on and we had nothing to talk about for 3 months, we actually did, okay, let's gather around as a show in a community and watch a random game on YouTube and then come back the next day and talk about it.
Yeah.
Because there was no sports going on.
Yeah, that's
right. And this was one of the games we picked about watch the fourth quarter and watch what happened and the free throw disparity and the Kings were robbed.
Horrible. That series is old enough to drink a beer. 21 years ago. You got to be kidding me.
Good line.
I was such a huge college basketball fan when I was younger.
Yeah,
so
I blew this one. This is good.
The 1991 Final Four, Duke 79, UNLV 77.
Yep.
It completely changed the landscape of college basketball.
I love that UNLV team.
Oh, they were going to be undefeated.
Yep.
They beat them in the national title game by 30 the year before. And Musburger was on the call, and it was awesome.
Oh.
And I did not like Duke when I was younger. And that team, UNLV, would have been, they were going to get every single recruit in the country, and Duke turned into what UNLV was going to be. UNLV was going to be the best pro, and people, like the Fab Five, the UNLV teams in the early 90s were much better than the Fab Five.
They were getting Sean Kemp, Jason Kidd.
O'Bannon brothers.
Ed O'Bannon was coming. They all were coming.
Yeah. So that one still kills me. This one was a betting impact. 2004 Final Four, UConn 79, Duke 78. I've told this story many times. I love UConn in the game. Okafor got into foul trouble. They were laying 1.5. Instead of taking a money line, I bet it down to 1. Duhon, 38-footer, off 1 foot, one hand. And then, look, I'm a simple man. I'm from a small town in Wisconsin. Not a single red light. I don't ask for much in this life. I really don't. I mean, I'm in my mid-40s. I'm not going to have many opportunities for a Wisconsin team, men's basketball, or the football team to win a national title. They had Duke on the ropes in 2015. They're up by 9. They go to a commercial. Coach K is red-faced, screaming at the referee, and suddenly they come back from a break, and freshman no-name Grayson Allen gets every single call in the game, and they go on a monstrous run. I think that the fouls were like 10-2 in the second half. You can look it up, something like that. And I'll never, ever forget that game.
Yep.
It was the one chance for me to be a fan of that university to win a national title, and it was taken from them.
You could also put this on the short list, too. It would have been one of the best moments in sports history if Butler beat Duke. Half-court shot, Gordon Hayward, and then they just take the trophy back to campus and walk it back.
Well, if that shot goes in, that's the best finish ever.
Several Saints fans are checking in with the Minneapolis Miracle. My God, you could point out the Rams game.
I would say the Rams game was worse.
With one of the worst non-calls in history. Oilers at Buffalo, 1992 from Gary. Sure, absolutely. The blown lead. Great team with the Oilers. Packers fan, hands down. 2014 NFC title game. McCarthy kicking field goals left and right.
That's
fourth and inches. Yep. Very good.
This is from Troy in Sioux Falls. Huge Iowa fan. 2015 Big Ten championship. Michigan State goes down. 9-minute drive to end the game. Would have been Iowa's first and probably only chance ever to make a play. That's what I'm talking about with Wisconsin. Iowa was going to get into the playoff.
Yeah.
How many other chances do they actually have?
This guy checking in watching on Nesson. Bucky Dent. Aaron Boone. Sure. And the Philly special. Where was Malcolm Butler? The Patriots didn't punt in the game and lost. What, Brady at 500 yards in that Super Bowl?
Yeah.
The Malcolm Butler stuff with Belichick.
Tom in Pittsburgh. Barry Bonds ruined my childhood. 1991. This is before the steroids. His email. Failed to throw out Sid Bream. Hobbled around third.
Could not throw
him out. Hot dog arm is what it was.
That thing bounced 5 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a boy. Those pirate teams were good.
Oh, this is a good one too from Kevin. Notre Dame, Boston College, last second field goal cost Notre Dame the national championship.
Glenn Foley.
Yep.
Great job.
Another one for Green Bay, by the way, 4th and 26 against the Eagles.
Right.
Freddie Mitchell.
Yes.
They converted 4th and 26 to eventually win the game. Oh, God. I think Chargers fans could actually call in or chime in today with countless examples. The 06 AFC divisional round game against the Patriots.
Absolutely. That team was loaded.
That team was so good.
Handed the Patriots the game 10 different
Just
ways.
Just said, here you go, guys. We don't want to win tonight. Why don't you win?
Yep.
This is from Nick. He was at the Jordan shot game over the Cavaliers. Cavs never could get over the Jordan hump. Balled his eyes out. Section 224, row R. He remembers where he was sitting to this day. Oh, man. This is good, man. We're getting tons of emails. FTM at VSiN.com. Again, on Twitter. At VSiN Live at Mitch Moss Radio. I'm Paulie Howard.
Tom Collins. Music City Miracle. The illegal throwback. Absolutely.
You think that was illegal?
The Bills are going to win that game. It looked clean to me.
I thought it was clean,
too. It looked clean. Yeah. You can't give that up. That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Come on.
You know in that moment that you have to expect the unexpected.
Uh-huh. 2016. This is from Patrick. Michigan, Ohio State. JT was short. It's what Harbaugh said it too. He was adamant after the game. Absolutely. 2006 from Tom. Bengals playoff game against the Steelers. Carson Palmer with the knee right away.
Got banged up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who was that? Who threw that? Who was the pass? Whitecheck. Wasn't it Whitecheck to Dyson?
I think it was, yeah. 89 maybe?
No, 99.
No, I'm thinking about his jersey number.
Oh, 89.
Okay. In my head, I think it was like number 89, yeah. Throwing it back to Dyson. The Dyson took it to the house.
Was that the controversy about who was going to play quarterback? It was Rob Johnson for the Bills?
Yeah, against Doug Flutie.
Oh, God.
So you were how old? Like 21, 22 with the Vikings loss?
Oh, it's terrible. It keyed me. I was a fat slob.
So, and you were diehard?
I was so depressed. I lost 75 pounds in 3 months.
After that game?
I was like, right. I wouldn't put on any sports for 2 weeks, the lead up to the Super Bowl. I love that team.
Yeah, and you listen to all the post-game shows, everything.
Yeah, I'm like, how did they lose? It's not that they lost, it's how it happened.
Of course.
They only lost that year was by like 3 points.
To Tampa.
At Tampa, right. Yeah. They're up 10 in the fourth quarter. They're up 7 with 2 minutes, and the Bozo misses the field goal.
At what point did you kind of like stop being a Vikings fan then?
When they traded Randy Moss.
Oh, that was it?
I'm like, why would you trade one of the best wide receivers in history to keep Dante Culpepper out?
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
And they didn't even get much in return.
No.
Go back and look at that trade. But that was, oh, God. I was devastated. Devastated.
Oh.
And the Cub lost, too.
Gary Anderson missed the kick.
At the time, you're like, the Cubs are never going to win.
Right?
They're never going to win after they lost the Bartman game.
Yeah.
And thank God it worked.
Isn't
out.
That funny? We each had the 2002 Western Conference Finals somehow on our list.
The Kings-Lakers.
Incredible series.
Yes.
And just, they got robbed.
Yeah.
Up next, we'll continue getting your reaction. And door one or door number two, do you want this dude at 50-1 or another animal at 90-1? That's next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets.
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
If you're looking for an edge on this weekend's games, the experts have you covered here at VSiN. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber with an offer of only $9.99. You get a recap of every play by every host and every guest, deep dive betting reports, the betting guides for the biggest games of the year. Sign up today. Again, $9.99. Become part of the sports betting network, VSiN.com/subscribe. Great.
It's time to play everyone's favorite Follow the Money game. Live from the VSiN studios.
Hey guys, you ready to let the dogs out?
This is door number one.
New high score!
What does high score mean? New high score, is that bad? What does that mean? Did I break it?
Or door number two.
You get nothing! You lose! Good day, sir!
Here's Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard.
Well, keep the feedback coming. We'll revisit this coming up in the next hour of the program. Losses that you still cannot get over with. Losses that haunt you when you were growing up. Pauly, in the meantime, door number one or door number two. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. Super Bowl MVP bets at this point with a couple of rounds to go before we actually get to the game. Door number one, A.J. Brown, 50-1, or door number two, Nick Bosa, 90-1.
You know, we got a tweet on this yesterday as well. Door number two, Nick Bosa. The guy making the case for Bosa when we touched on it briefly yesterday, that he could dominate and take over a game. Maybe force a couple fumbles and sacks, because it goes back to who gets credit. They're gonna give the credit to the quarterback if a wide receiver goes off. I think Kupp was the one exception last year.
Right.
I would think if Brown goes off in the Super Bowl, they would give it to Hurts, because also Hurts can beat you with his legs. But definitely, I would go Bosa on that one.
Yeah. I mean, I had Aaron Donald last year, the week of the Super Bowl, at 25-1. He had a chance to win that thing.
Yes.
Right. But they gave it to Kupp. And there's a scenario here where he could go nuts, and that could be the guy on defense to win it. Door number one, Brandon Staley keeps the Chargers job, or door number two, Jeff Saturday keeps the Colts job.
What is this? What from?
Might be both.
I want Staley out. I want Saturday to keep the job.
In this scenario.
Oh, absolutely. Number one, would it be Peyton? Who knows? But it's going to be an upgrade in Los Angeles over Staley. Number two, this is a fiasco with Saturday in over his head. And like Lombardi's right. Well, I'm just going to blame everybody for what goes on in Raw. Okay, you were awful Saturday, and I don't blame you. I mean, you shouldn't have the job to begin with, but that was a train wreck.
I would agree with you, because I don't think the Colts are really close as AFC contenders. The Chargers can at least make the playoffs and beat some of these better teams in that conference, right?
So you're going to go all in, maybe, according to reports, and trade up to number one to take a quarterback, and you're going to be in good hands with Saturday? Imagine that.
Oh, no, I cannot.
Good luck.
Yeah, moving forward with door number one, Lamar Jackson as your quarterback, or door number two, Tua Tagovailoa?
No, not even close. Door one. No debate. Not even close. Got to worry about the poor kid's health.
Well, yeah, that's... For sure.
But also, Lamar's an MVP and Lamar's a stud.
We saw how
Baltimore's...
What if Tua gets cleared and he doesn't have any more concussions?
Well, that's I can't go.
You can't take that risk?
I can't do that.
Yeah.
Too much of a risk.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. People, you cannot forget about this. Lamar did throw 36 touchdown passes.
Absolutely.
They won 14 games in the regular season. They blew that game in the playoffs against Tennessee.
He also didn't have weapons.
That's right.
They got rid of his wide receivers. And you saw they had zero passing a game when he was out.
Yep. Okay, door number one. Who knows what's next for Tom Brady? That might be it. He could be on another team next year. He could be in the Fox booth. Door number one, Tom Brady's career, or door number two, LeBron James' career?
Oh, God.
LeBron is going to be setting the all-time scoring mark in the next couple of weeks.
I have to go Brady. Number one, rings. I'm all up. When you talk legacy, rings count. And that's why rings matter in this LeBron-Jordan discussion, too. It goes back to when people, it's not even close anymore, but when people were discussing Manning against Brady. Well, if you're talking legacy and greatest of all time, you have to look at rings. And the fact that this guy has 35 playoff wins and Montana's second with 16, and he's been to, what, 10 Super Bowls?
He's won 7 of them.
Yes. Think about that.
All the MVPs. All the Super Bowl MVPs.
Rodgers won. Breeze won. Favre won.
I mean, I think honestly, they're...
Manning, too. You
know, for us to watch two players like this simultaneously, I mean, Brady's had the best career ever in football, and James's career, honestly, is like, in totality, it's better than Jordan's. Yeah. I'm not saying he's a better player than Jordan, but his career overall, what he's going to end up doing is... How about this? Has anybody ever had longer primes than either of these two guys?
No, yes, right.
I mean, it's
unbelievable. I have to see LeBron play. I have to get to see a Laker.
Yeah, they're both just machines. But I would also go Brady in that one. Door one, door two. Sacramento wins the Pacific Division. They're currently the 4 seed, 2.5 game lead. Or door number two, Golden State misses the playoffs. They're the 8 seed.
What would I like? Betting standpoint, or what do I want to see as a fan?
What would you like to see?
I want to see Sacramento win the division and Golden State miss the playoffs. That'd be great. About time. I mean, you nailed it going back to 2002. Now, a lot of it's self-inflicted. They can't draft, and they would fire a head coach every year.
Yeah, really, really bad organization.
But that would be awesome if Sacramento could do this, and I have Warriors fatigue. No doubt about it.
I think it would be refreshing for the NBA.
Yeah.
I mean, look at that. Sacramento is the 4 seed. Currently, Golden State is the 8. Who's going to win the Pacific?
I don't know.
Are we talking about the Kings? What were they preseason?
No, it won't be the Suns.
Does anybody have that? This
Kawhi Leonard business, I can't take it.
No, I mean, here. You want some notes for the NBA? Here you go. Clippers play tonight. Kawhi, he's going to play. His status for tomorrow night's game against the Jazz are yet to be determined. This whole nonsense in the NBA.
It's killing me. I haven't won the division. They should win the division, but the guy's in and out, in and out, in and out. Terrible.
Yep. Door number one, lose your phone, or door number two, lose your wallet.
Oh, two. I don't carry a wallet. No big deal. I mean, that's one. I'm lost. You got to have a phone.
Is your wallet your phone?
How did we do this in the 80s? Hey, let's hang out at 7. I'll see you there. And you took someone at their word. I mean, everything, Twitter, emails, everything's on your phone. Texting. Oh, God, I'd be lost without my phone.
Is your wallet pretty well? Okay. A lot of people just have converted their wallet into their phone.
Well, sure, yes.
And everything's right there now. Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's funny because when you walk around casinos that have been around for a while, you'll notice that, like, what used to be here? Why does that look so strange? All these casinos used to have, like, major banks of payphones in them.
Yep.
Like, 20 long. There was one at the MGM Grand for years when we'd go to fights. Like, hey, there's 30 payphones right there. I need a quarter. Anybody got a quarter? I got to go make a phone call. What was life like? You're exactly right. Door number one, Mission Impossible 7, or door number two, Ted Lasso Season 3?
Blowout. Not even close. Mission Impossible 7. I saw Tom Cruise at the game last night. Mission Impossible 6, one of the best action movies I've ever seen. I mean, I went back the next day. I had a big thing of soda watching it in the theater, and I had to wait 90 minutes to go to the bathroom because there was no downtime. It was so damn fast and furious on what was coming at you with the action.
It's amazing scene after amazing scene after amazing. It all runs in together.
Awesome. And they're doing 7 and 8 coming up. I didn't like season 2 of Ted Lasso.
No, neither did I. I would say this, make season 3, then call it a day. We're good to go. You can go out then after season 3, and season 1 was awesome.
Plus, seeing the trailers and what this Cruise kid's a lunatic.
60 years old. He jumped off the bike off that ramp into the canyon six times.
I'm doing all my own stunts,
training
everything. I'll train to be a pilot in a month so I can do that epic scene in MI6. I'll do that. The guy broke his ankle jumping from a building and finished the scene.
Kept going. He didn't want him to miss anything with the video.
Good job.
Great job with the feedback, by the way, on losses that still haunt you. This is an incredible email. FTM@vsin.com. This is from Steve. 13 years old. At a friend's house with 4 others, actually eating milk bone dog bones, part of the dog pound, right? for the Browns, thinking we're going to go to the Super Bowl. Ernest Biner fumbles into the end zone. The following year, we get punished again by Elway, 98-yard drive. Haven't seen good Browns football since. I'm going to be 50 next month.
Yeah. He's right.
Sorry, man.
He's right. Mike checking in. Kings Maple Leafs. Missed the Gretzky high stick. Gretzky with the hat trick. They beat the Maple Leafs in Game 7. It deprived them of Leafs Montreal Stanley Cup. Last time a Canadian team won the Cup.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Maple Leafs blew that.
This is from a local here. Steve lives in Las Vegas. This is a really rough one here for locals. A couple years ago, San Jose beat Vegas in the NHL playoffs. There was a five-minute major called that was the referees completely screwed up. They went on to score three goals, and they came back to win the game, and they won the series.
Mm-hmm.
San Jose State did. The guy was acting.
Pavelski.
Yeah.
Yep. They saw blood. They missed it. They panicked. They handed him the game in the series. Yeah, guy's right, too. Matt checking in. Robert Griffin dropped an interception the play before Chandler tied at 1998. Absolutely. Going back to the Vikings.
Oh, the Vikings.
Dez, good Cowboy fan. The Dez Bryant game at Lambeau. He caught it.
The drop,
absolutely,
yeah.
He caught that.
That was a catch.
Packers would have won the game. Oh, these are excellent. Memphis, Kansas, title game. How many free throws did Memphis miss in the last 2 minutes?
Oh, I think it was Calipari. Like 9 or something like that.
We make them when we have to.
When it counts.
Okay. They were a horrible free throw shooting team.
Yep. Up next, Bengals at Bills chatter. Former Bengals player Rocky Boyman is going to join the show. Will Cincy be down 3 offensive linemen on Sunday? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.